Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time with music by Russian composer Nikolai Myaskovsky. It's not a household name, but he's a composer whose music is worth listening to. That brooding opening music you just heard is the very opening of his Symphony No. 1, as played by the Ural Youth Symphony Orchestra conducted by Alexander Rudin. Here's a bit more of that piece. Nikolai Myaskovsky was born in 1881 near present-day Warsaw. He was educated at several different military schools, but studied music on the side throughout his military education. As a result, by the time he had completed his mandatory military service in 1907, he'd already studied with Liadov, Rimsky-Korsakov, and Reinhold Glier. The following year, in 1908, he composed his first symphony, the music you've been listening to thus far in this podcast. It's a good thing he composed the piece because that symphony won him the coveted Glazunov scholarship at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. Nikolai Myaskovsky lived from 1881 till 1950, which means he lived through, well, several Russian revolutions, as well as two world wars, and lived almost exactly the same years as Joseph Stalin. In fact, near the end of his life, he was accused by the government of having formalistic distortions and anti-democratic tendencies in his music. I'm really not sure at all what that means, but it spelled trouble for Miaskovsky. He was unrepentant, but was outlived by Stalin by 3 years. In spite of when and where he lived, or perhaps because of it, he composed 27 symphonies, including this one, his Symphony No. 1. That was the end of the first movement of Symphony No. 1 by Nikolai Miaskovsky. The highlight of many of his symphonies, at least for me, are the wonderful tuneful slow movements. Even in his very first symphony, his melodic gift is obvious. Here's how the slow movement of that symphony begins. By the time Miaskowski composed his Symphony No. 13, he was working in a much different sound world. Perhaps it was his natural evolution as a composer, but perhaps it was also the troubled times he lived through. Whatever the reason, this symphony is much darker in sound. He composed the symphony in 1933, and it had its first performance in 1934 with the Chicago Symphony, conducted by Frederick Stock. Stock had been championing Miaskowski's music for years and would go on to commission Miaskowski's 21st Symphony for the 50th anniversary of the Chicago Symphony. But back to the 13th Symphony, this is how it begins. The performances on this album feature the Ural Youth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Alexander Rudin. The orchestra includes graduates of the top music schools in the Ural region. This is a huge region that stretches from the Arctic Ocean in the north all the way down to the Ural River in the south. Europe lies to the west of the Urals, and Siberia to the east. In fact, the border between Europe and Asia runs right through the region along the east side of the Ural Mountains. And there seems to be something in this rugged region that helps create fine musicians. Thank you. You've been listening to music by Nikolai Miaskovsky from his Symphonies 1 and 13 with the Ural Youth Symphony Orchestra conducted by Alexander Rudin from a new Naxos album, catalog number 8.573988. In addition to his work as a conductor with a huge and varied repertoire, Alexander Rudin is also a world-renowned cellist. He finds time to do all that. To go out, here he is conducting the very end of Miaskovsky's Symphony No. 13. I'm Raymond Bechet. Thanks for joining me. So long for now.